Okay, here we go. So, tonight is a very special night. I'm not sure if everyone here knows, but the Gemara says that there are two very, very, very happy days in the Jewish calendar. And one of those happy days, one of those days is called Yom Kippur, which I'm sure everyone knows about. However, the second day wouldn't be the first day that's going to jump out of your mouth. The second day of the Gemara says the happy Lo Hayu Yom Tov LeYisrael, the greatest days in Klal Yisrael's history in the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. Very good. So you guys can come here and give the shir. It's a very strange, very peculiar thing. What is Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur? How is the Gemara? You would think if you saw that statement, you would think you'd see that in like a third grade, coloring book. Like, okay, Yom Kippur, Tu B'Av, like this kid's out of his mind. That's a Gemara. The rabbis say that. So obviously there's something very deep, very special about Tu B'Av if the Gemara is going to equate it on the same level as Yom Kippur. A big thing, a big deal. So hopefully by trying to connect it to Shabbos Nachamu, the Shabbos will try to give a little bit of a message. So we know that Parshas Va'aschanan always, usually 99%, always falls out to be Shabbos Nachamu. Parshas Va'aschanan, Shabbos Nachamu.
Still 1%.
In a very, very small chance. There's a big connection between Nachamu and Va'aschanan. Last year, Nachamu, we were actually in Orlando. We had the trip. We had the older teen trip. It was a Shabbos. So we were in Orlando. I remember that. This year, we'll hopefully be together in Yerushalayim. Listen to the first pasuk of the Haftorah. Pasuk says, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomer Elokeichem. Hashem says, Comfort me. Comfort my nation. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says. So everyone has a question, including my Rebbe, Rabbi Simon, in a sefer called Imrei Baruch. It's a very, very, very simple question. Why is it Nachamu, Nachamu? Usually when someone has a loss, when someone needs comfort, you just say comfort once. Why is it Nachamu, Nachamu? Why is Hashem saying, my nation, comfort, comfort? Say comfort once. Why is it comfort twice? So two questions. What's so special about Tu B'Av on the same level as Yom Kippur? And secondly, why is it, as the Pasuk here in the Navi, say Nachamu twice? Oh, Jacob has an answer. Yes. Jacob right now is quoting a Medrash, I think, or a Gemara. Chazal tell us that when Hashem says a person's name twice, it shows a level of endearment. It shows a level of love. So when Hashem called out Avram's name twice, Avram, and then there's a stop. Avram, I believe the same thing is by Moshe and Moshe. Chazal tells us it's a sign of love. That's not the route that I wanted to go with, but I think it's definitely connected for sure. For sure. Very good, Jacob. So listen to what the Zohar says. Someone says, "Oh, you're not allowed to learn Kabbalah before you're 40." It's a bunch of not for us. If someone asks you, "What'd you learn in Camp Masorah?" We learn Kabbalah. Listen to what the Zohar tells us right here. This is in Imrei Baruch, page 52, not Nunbeis. V'zozi shor shenechama la'achar chuban, the root of nechama after destruction. What is it? Kasher anu margishin bechinas Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael charu. Zohar says, is when a person feels and they know that Klal Yisrael's pain is Hashem's pain. Klal Yisrael's anguish. When a Jew's in pain, Hashem's also in pain. Hainu chad mamish. Listen to what the Zohar says. Shekashir kol Yisrael markish HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzarim. When a Jew's in pain, when we see something with the Sassoon family, that's not just Klal Yisrael in pain, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu also in pain. Tisha B'Av didn't. We spoke about this on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av doesn't only happen for Klal Yisrael; it also happens to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It also happens to Hashem. We know when God forbid you hear of a broken engagement, for example, when someone has, God forbid, a broken engagement, it's obviously horrible on the person, on the man and the girl involved, 100%. But on the parents, when a parent sees their child in pain, there's nothing worse than you could describe, because when a child's in pain, A parent's also in pain. Imo anochi b'tzar, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Tzari Alf. What does that mean? Hashem says when my children are in pain, I'm also in pain. So now listen to this. The Medrash continues. Listen to what it says. Nachmu nachmu ami yomar alokeichem. So Hashem says, comfort me, my nation. So listen to what the Medrash Agada says. Don't say nachmu nachmu ami. Don't say comfort my nation. Ela imi. comfort me. Hashem is saying, Nachmu, don't read it Ami with a patach on the bottom. Rather, write it with a chirik, with a dot, imi. Hashem says, comfort me. Don't think it's all about you. It's also about me. And after Kinos on Tisha B'Av morning, the Rebbe, it was one of the Rebbes, I'm not sure who, maybe someone can tell me, one of the Rebbes, forgot who, I have to look it up, it was in Reb Shlomo Karlbach's thing. He told the guy reading Eicha, you know what he said? Read it quicker. And the Chazan wasn't reading it quicker. You know what he did? He said, let's get a new guy here. Because I can't have Hashem listen to this anymore. I can't, because every single minute we're reading Eicha, every single minute of Tisha B'Av, we're causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu pain. And that's why it says Nachmu twice. Nachmu once for Klal Yisrael, but Nachmu am imi. Hashem says also you have to remember, come for me. I'm also going through a hard time. So, what does this have to do now with Tu B'Av? So I think maybe we could try to connect it in the following way. One of the reasons why the Gemara says Tu B'Av is a very happy day is because it was the time that all the tribes in Klal Yisrael started intermarrying together. There was a time in Klal Yisrael's history where there was a lot of hate, a lot of sinas chinam. And what happened was is that certain tribes wouldn't marry into each other. They just wouldn't. So much so is that people they would get dressed and based how they got dressed, you would see their level of their wealth. So on Tu B'Av, two things happened, Gemara says. One, the tribes started intermarrying to each other. There was a tremendous level of achdus, a tremendous happiness of achdus. And two, the Gemara says, listen to this. People used to they used to put all their clothes in like the middle of a field, and whoever came, you weren't allowed to take your clothes. I'm pretty sure the Gemara doesn't say that, but I'm sure. Basically, Gemara says people would share their clothing with each other. Why would they do that? Because people back in the day used to they didn't have like a bank to see, oh, that guy's from the Five Towns, or that guy's from Teaneck or Toronto. That money, that family has. How did people get defined by? People got defined on their level of money, quote unquote, by their clothes. So what did the Jews do? They said, we want to be done with this. We want to be done about marrying each other, about money, about stupidity like this, and especially nowadays it happens all the time. You know what we're going to do? We want to have a tremendous level of achdus. We're going to put everyone's clothes is going to be in the middle of the field, and then girls are going to go out, and we're going to make shidduchim, and we're not going to do this business anymore about judging people on their level of money on based how they look. A tremendous thing. So just think about it. Think about how great in Hashem's eyes that the Jewish people decided to do something so amazing, something so incredible, that so much so that they first started marrying into each other, into their tribes, but two, they got rid of that stupidity about judging people about how they looked or how big their houses or what car they drive, about what they wear, Abercrombie, Hollister, Banana Republic, Brooks Brothers. I go on a rant on this for hours. I think at the end of the day, the message for us is as follows. The connection between Tu B'Av and Shabbos Nachmu is one and the same. Shabbos Nachmu, a person can't have real comfort. Hashem can't have real comfort until Shabbos. Shabbos is the ikar time. We're able to turn off our phones, for us who have phones. And for us who have phones, don't tell me. iPods, just turn off from the rest of the world. Just to be able to focus together. Come together as a family. Come together as a camp. Come together and just forget about everything in the week. Shabbos is the time to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I'll be able to realize that tonight, going into Shabbos is a tremendous thing. Tu B'Av, Gemara says, from the same level as Yom Kippur. Why isn't the same level? What happens in Yom Kippur? All our sins are forgiven in Yom Kippur. So if the Gemara is going to say Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av have a connection, that means tonight, up until tomorrow night, there's some level of forgiving of our sins as well. The Gemara is going to say that Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av are at the same level. I'm just thinking about this now. The Gemara is going to say they're on the same level. There's got to be some sort of forgiveness of our sins. And I think maybe the way we get rid of those sins, we get rid of those blemishes on our plate is by coming together with achdus, coming together. We see someone's missing a bag. You know, it's the worst feeling in the world. When I tell you right now, when I was an older teen, and I think I remember this. I remember coming back from a trip and I didn't have a bag. It's the worst feeling in the world. Trying to help out someone at the canteen or someone who on the trip next week with seats. I'm sure this happened already. Who you're sitting next to on the plane? Who you're sitting next to? It's a very good thing. I'm not telling everyone not to sit next to your friends, but let's try our best not to make other people feel bad. Try to make our best not to make other people feel bad. Oh, I'm going to switch this guy. I'm going to look at my alphabetical order right now to make sure on the plane that I heard Mirzov say that the tickets go by if Mirzov and Mishkov next to each other. Like I'm going to get rid of that guy. I'm not saying that you can't, but try to do it. Let's try to do it in the most proper way. And Bez Hashem, if we do this, come together with Achdus, just like the Jews did in the Gemara. They said now they got married at each other, and they got rid of all that craziness that people would get married just based on how they looked. Come together with Achdus, that'll bring a nechama for Klal Yisrael, and that'll bring a tremendous comfort for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That just like a Jew goes in pain, Kadosh Baruch Hu is also in pain. But the greatest happiness for a parent, I'll tell you this right now, the greatest happiness is when a person sees that the children get along with each other. It's the greatest happiness in the entire world. There's nothing more that a father and a mother want. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bez Hashem, it's my tefillah to Hashem. We should come together as one, and that'll bring a nechama to us, and it'll bring a tremendous happiness to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Bez Hashem, next year Tisha B'Av will be Zocha to be together in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, your Kodesh, Bez Hashem. Have a good Yontif, a good in Tu B'Av, and have a great Shabbos.